The following is a seminar entitled Grihastha Ashram, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 18th, 2011, in Lima, Peru.
So, I've been asked to give a seminar on Grihastha Ashram.
Entonces me han pedido que dé un seminario de Grihastha Ashram.
So, there are two important words to be understood in this connection.
Entonces, hay dos palabras importantes que debemos entender en conexión a esto.
Grihastha and Grihamedi.
Grihastha y Grihamedi.
Grihastha means one who transforms his home into an ashram.
Grihastha significa el que transforma su hogar en un ashram.
And Grihamedi one means one who takes his home as a place of material sense gratification.
Y Grihamedi significa aquel que toma su hogar como un lugar para la gratificación de los sentidos.
Material sense gratification is the doorway to death.
La gratificación material de los sentidos es la puerta a la muerte.
And controlling the senses by engaging them in Krishna's service.
Y controlar los sentidos ocupándolos en el servicio de Krishna.
Is the doorway to eternal life.
Es la puerta a la vida eterna.
So one has to decide.
Entonces uno tiene que decidir.
Does he want eternal life?
Uno quiere vida eterna.
Or does he want death?
O quiere muerte.
Everyone has that choice.
Todos tenemos esa elección.
A Grihamedi life of sense enjoyment means death.
Una vida de Grihamedi de gratificación de
And after death, it means going down to the lower species of life.
Y muerte significa bajar a las especies más bajas de vida.
To become a dog.
Volverse un perro.
A cat.
Un gato.
A chicken.
Un pollo.
An alligator.
Un cocodrilo.
A snake.
Una serpiente.
An ant.
Una hormiga.
A grasshopper. Or even a germ. So one has to decide what they want to be in their future life.
Tenemos que decidir qué queremos ser en nuestra vida futura.
And one would like to gain a spiritual body.
Alguien que quiere un cuerpo espiritual.
And become free from the clutches of death.
Y volverse libre de las garras de la muerte.
Then one is advised to take to the path of Krishna consciousness.
Se le aconseja tomar el camino de conciencia de Krishna.
Krishna consciousness means to reconnect with God.
Conciencia de Krishna significa estar conectado con Dios.
Through loving service.
A través de servicio amoroso.
Actually, that's the only way to connect with God.
En realidad, esa es la única forma de conectarse con Dios.
If you approach God to gratify your own senses, you do not connect with God.
Si quieres gratificar tus propios sentidos, no puedes estar conectado con Dios.
He may fulfill your material desires.
Ni tampoco tus deseos materiales.
But you will not be connected with Him.
Pero no vas a estar conectado con Él.
There's only one way to connect with God.
Solo hay una manera de conectarse con Dios.
And that's through genuine loving service.
A través de genuino servicio amoroso.
We must humble ourselves before the Lord.
Tenemos que servirlo humildemente.
Become His meek servants.
Tenemos que
meek means humble.
Ser humildes sirvientes.
And then we can become happy in Krishna consciousness.
Y así podremos ser felices en conciencia de Krishna.
The average Peruvian citizen.
Los habitantes peruanos.
Will think this is crazy.
Pueden pensar que esto es loco.
Because his only conception of happiness is material sense gratification.
Porque su única concepción de felicidad es gratificación material.
So why would he even be able to consider taking something different?
Entonces, ¿por qué consideraríamos siquiera coger algo distinto?
The first thing one is to understand that he's in a suffering condition.
Lo primero que tenemos que entender es que estamos en una situación de sufrimiento.
No matter how much money one may have.
No importa cuánto dinero uno tenga.
No matter how much power one may have.
Cuánto poder uno tenga.
No matter how much prestige one may have.
O cuánto prestigio uno tenga.
They are in a position where they're going to be forced to die by the laws of nature.
Va a haber un momento en el que ellos van a estar forzados a dejar esto.
Even if one goes all the way to becoming Brahma, the Lord of the entire material universe.
aun si uno llega a la posición de Brahma,
one is forced to die.
Uno es forzado a morir.
So, no matter what position one may have in this material existence,
entonces, no importa qué posición uno pueda tener en este mundo material,
it is simply a miserable condition.
Es simplemente una condición miserable.
The difficulty is we keep identifying ourselves with this material body.
La dificultad es dejar de identificarnos con este cuerpo material.
The reality is we're not these material bodies.
La realidad es que no somos este cuerpo material.
The material body is simply a covering.
Este cuerpo es solamente una cubierta.
Just like I am wearing this chadar, you see.
Es como yo estoy usando este chadar.
I can have the chadar on.
Puedo tenerlo encima.
Or I can take it off.
O me lo puedo quitar.
I'm still the same person.
Y sigo siendo la misma persona.
Did I change by removing my chadar?
He cambiado por mover mi chadar.
Or by putting it on again?
Me lo puedo poner de nuevo.
Am I a different person?
Soy una persona diferente.
So try to understand su cuerpo.
Entonces trata de entender.
It's simply a covering. That's all. Just like this chadar.
Solamente una cubierta, así como este chadar.
You are not the body.
No eres el cuerpo.
You're the spirit soul.
Eres un alma espiritual.
So as long as you try to base your happiness on the chadar or the body,
por el tiempo que tú tratas de basar tu felicidad en el cuerpo,
you will never find genuine happiness.
Nunca vas a encontrar felicidad genuina.
It's only when you understand your spiritual identity.
Es solo cuando tú entiendes tu identidad espiritual.
And you focus your energies to that platform.
Y enfocas tu energía en esa plataforma.
That you can actually taste some real happiness.
Es que tú puedes saborear real felicidad.
Because any happiness we have in this material world,
porque cualquier felicidad que uno tenga en este mundo material,
based on this body,
basada en este cuerpo,
and this body is going to die,
en este cuerpo que va a morir.
So if you base your happiness on your body, you're a fool.
Entonces, si basas tu felicidad en tu cuerpo, eres un
fool. Muy, muy estúpido. So don't base your happiness on this material body.
Entonces no basen su felicidad en este cuerpo material.
Base your happiness on your relationship with God.
Basa tu felicidad en tu relación con Dios.
This consciousness,
esta conciencia,
is called Krishna consciousness.
Es llamada conciencia de Krishna.
Or God consciousness.
O conciencia.
Or Christ consciousness. Or Christ consciousness.
O conciencia de Cristo.
Or universal consciousness.
O conciencia universal.
It's a matter of dovetailing the individual self. It is a matter of dovetailing the individual self.
Es una cuestión de conectar al ser individual
with the supreme self.
Con el ser supremo.
You do not have a separate existence.
No hay existencia separada.
You are dependent on so many things other than yourself for your existence.
Dependes en tantos aspectos de tu existencia.
The air you breathe, do you manufacture that air?
El aire que respiras, ¿acaso lo manufacturas?
The food you eat, do you manufacture your own food?
La comida que tomas, ¿acaso la manufacturas?
The water you drink, do you manufacture your own water?
El agua que tomas, ¿acaso la manufacturas?
Your very existence, did you manifest your own identity as a person?
Toda tu existencia está basada en una persona.
You may say that was done by my parents.
Puedes pensar que fue hecho por tus padres.
When they had sex.
Cuando tuvieron sexo.
But that only explains your body.
Pero eso solo explica tu cuerpo.
Your spiritual identity is beyond your material body.
Tu existencia espiritual está más allá de tu cuerpo.
You had a spiritual identity before you had this present material body.
Tuviste existencia espiritual antes de recibir este cuerpo.
So how did you get that spiritual identity?
¿De dónde conseguiste esta identidad espiritual?
Did you manufacture it out of nothing?
¿La manufacturaste de nada?
No.
No.
That is given by God.
Eso fue dado por Dios.
God is the original person.
Dios es la persona original.
He exists by dint of his own pleasure to exist.
Él existe por su propio placer de existir.
And he manifests us out of his desire to expand his own happiness.
Y existimos por su deseo de expandir su propia felicidad.
So just as the sun emanates so many particles of sun light from itself.
Así como del sol emanan tantas partículas de fuego del sol.
That supreme person emanates from himself unlimited numbers of jivas.
esa persona suprema emana de sí mismo ilimitadas cantidades de jivas.
Our individual spirit souls.
O almas individuales.
So that's how we came into existence.
Así es como hemos llegado a existir.
The Supreme Person, God.
La persona suprema, Dios.
Or Krishna.
O Krishna.
To expand his own happiness.
Para expandir su propia felicidad.
He emanated from himself an unlimited number of living beings.
Emana de sí mismo una cantidad ilimitada de entidades vivientes.
So that he can enjoy loving relationships with each and every one of them.
Para poder disfrutar de hermosas relaciones entre nosotros.
God enjoys love.
Dios disfruta el amor.
He created you because he wants to love you.
Él te creó porque quiere amarte.
And he wants you to love him.
Y quiere que lo ames.
So if we do not love God,
y si no lo amamos,
we are denying the very purpose of our existence.
Estamos rechazando el mismo propósito de nuestra existencia.
And therefore, no es posible.
Entonces, no es posible
to be happy.
Ser feliz.
One must be miserable.
Uno tiene que ser miserable.
But if you will try to revive your love for God,
pero si tratas de revivir tu amor por Dios,
your Krishna consciousness,
tu conciencia de Krishna,
then you'll feel very, very happy.
Te vas a sentir muy, muy feliz.
You'll become very, very ecstatic.
Vas a volverte muy, muy ecstatic.
Ecstatic or ecstatic?
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic, I was right, okay. So, in this way, this Krishna consciousness movement,
de esta manera, este movimiento para la conciencia de Krishna,
we have been blessed by His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Ha sido bendecido por su divina gracia, Srila.
And the predecessor acharyas.
Y por otros acharyas.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Narottam Das Thakur.
Narottam Das Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
The six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
Los seis Goswamis de Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
El señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ishwarapuri.
Ishwarapuri.
Madhavendra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri.
Madhvacharya.
Madhvacharya.
Narada Muni.
Narada
Muni. Brahmaji.
Brahmaji.
Etc.
Etc.
They have blessed us with this wonderful process.
Nos han bendecido con este maravilloso proceso.
By which we can awaken our actual true nature.
Con el que podemos revivir nuestra verdadera naturaleza.
As spiritual beings.
Como seres espirituales.
In quality one with God. In quality one with God.
De la misma calidad que Dios.
But if you want to do this,
pero si queremos hacer esto,
you have to follow certain rules and regulations.
Tenemos que seguir ciertas reglas.
You can't live like an ordinary person.
Si quiere vivir como una persona ordinaria,
simply gratifying your senses.
Simplemente gratificando sus sentidos.
You have to restrict yourself from unnecessary sense gratification.
Va a tener una cantidad innecesaria de gratificación de los.
The human being does not require to eat carne.
Una persona, un ser humano no requiere de carne.
He can be healthy just by eating fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains.
Puede estar sano comiendo simplemente frutas, legumbres y granos.
He doesn't require unlimited sex pleasure.
No necesita grandes cantidades de placer sexual.
Simply, he can have sex to make his wife pregnant.
Puede tener sexo simplemente para hacer que su esposa se embarace.
Other than this, there's no need for sex pleasure.
De otra manera, no necesita de placer sexual.
Because the pleasure of chanting Krishna's name,
porque el placer de cantar los nombres de Krishna,
is millions and billions of times more relishable than having sex.
Es millones de veces más grande que el placer del sexo.
In the Catholic Church, the priests are having a very hard time with being celibate.
En la Iglesia Católica, los curas tienen un momento, una dificultad muy grande para mantenerse célibes.
Many of them have problems. They become gay.
Y tienen problemas porque se vuelven
gay. They
gay.
Drink alcohol.
Toman alcohol.
But in Krishna consciousness,
pero en conciencia de Krishna,
one doesn't require any sense gratification.
Uno no necesita ningún tipo de gratificación de los sentidos.
Simply by Krishna's name,
solamente por el nombre de Krishna,
one becomes completely satisfied.
Uno puede volverse completamente satisfecho.
So therefore, in our Krishna conscious household life,
por lo tanto, en nuestro movimiento para la conciencia,
we practice strict celibacy.
Practicamos también.
There is no sex life between the husband and wife.
No hay vida sexual entre marido y mujer.
Just as the brahmachari, has no sex life.
No tienen vida sexual.
The grihastha also has no sex life.
El grihastha tampoco tiene vida sexual.
Except in the case,
excepto en el caso,
when he wants to make his wife pregnant.
Cuando quiere embarazar a su mujer.
Other than that, he's strict brahmachari.
De otra manera, es estrictamente brahmachari.
And in this way, when he does have sex, he produces very nice saintly children.
Y de esa manera, cuando tiene relaciones sexuales, produce niños muy buenos.
Who can become great spiritual leaders on this planet?
Que pueden volverse grandes líderes espirituales en
to save the suffering humanity.
Y salvar a la humanidad sufriente.
From this dark dungeon of sense enjoyment.
De este pozo oscuro de gratificación de los sentidos.
So we are asking all intelligent people throughout this planet.
Así que le pedimos a toda la gente inteligente de este planeta.
Especially here in Peru.
Especialmente aquí en Perú.
Especially here in Lima.
Especialmente aquí en Lima.
We're asking all intelligent people.
Les pedimos a toda la gente inteligente.
Kindly take up this path of Krishna consciousness.
Por favor, tomen este sendero de conciencia de Krishna.
You'll be doing the greatest service for your city.
Y están haciendo el mejor servicio para su ciudad.
The greatest service for your country.
El mejor servicio para su país.
And the greatest service for the whole world.
El mejor servicio para todo el mundo.
By taking up this pathway of Krishna consciousness.
Por tomar este sendero de conciencia.
You will be happy.
Serán felices.
You will be able to make all people happy.
Podrán hacer a todas las personas felices.
And happy means no more birth and death.
Y feliz significa no más nacimiento y muerte.
Happy means back to home, back to Godhead.
Feliz significa volver a casa, volver a Dios.
So, would you all like to become happy?
¿Todos quieren volverse felices?
Yes.
Yeah? Then become Krishna conscious.
Entonces, vuélvanse conscientes de Krishna.
Don't run after material sense gratification like a dog.
No corran detrás de gratificación material de los sentidos.
Like a pig or a monkey. Like a pig or a monkey.
Como un cerdo o un mono.
Simply be, have one interest and one interest only.
Solamente hay un interés.
Develop your love for God.
Desarrolla tu amor por Dios.
The most effective means of developing love for God.
Y eso, desarrollar amor por Dios significa.
In the present age of Kali.
En esta era de Kali.
Is to always chant His holy names.
Es siempre cantar sus santos nombres.
Especially this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is recommended.
Especialmente este Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
In the Kali Santarana Upanishad.
En el Kanti Santarana Upanishad.
So we hope you will join us in chanting Hare Krishna Mantra.
Entonces pueden unirse a nosotros para cantar este Maha Mantra.
And make your life successful.
Y hacer su vida un éxito.
One must become very faithful to have success in this process.
Uno tiene que volverse, tener una gran fe en poder lograr el éxito en este proceso.
You must put your faith in this process.
Tiene que poner su fe en este proceso.
You must associate with the Lord's devotees.
Tiene que asociarse con los devotos.
You must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tiene que tomar refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
You must get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master.
Hacerse iniciar por un maestro espiritual
genuino. You must follow the orders of a bona fide spiritual master.
Seguir las órdenes del maestro espiritual genuino.
And by doing this, you all the dirt in your heart will become cleansed away.
Por hacer esto, toda la suciedad del corazón se va a ir.
And then you'll become solidly fixed in firm faith.
Y se va a volver sólido y fijo en una fe firme.
You'll have a wonderful taste of Krishna bhakti.
Y tendrá un gran sabor de lo que es Krishna.
Become very, very attached to Krishna.
Y estará muy apegado a Krishna.
You'll have the awakening of ecstatic emotions within your heart.
Y se despertarán emociones extáticas en su corazón.
And you'll become directly connected with the Lord in pure loving service.
Y estará directamente conectado con el Señor en servicio.
You'll be able to see Krishna. You'll be able to see Krishna directly.
Y podrá ver a Krishna directamente.
Even within this lifetime.
Incluso en esta vida.
Be able to talk with Krishna.
Incluso hablar con Krishna.
Eat with Krishna.
Comer con Krishna.
Dance with Krishna.
Bailar con Krishna.
Everything.
Todo.
Krishna prema.
Krishna prema.
If you will seriously take up this pathway.
Si usted toma este camino.
You will achieve all happiness.
Puede alcanzar total felicidad.
And you become a personal associate of God Himself.
Y volverse un asociado de Dios mismo.
So there is no theistic science presented anywhere like this.
Y no hay ninguna ciencia teísta que iguale esto.
Not in the Catholic Church.
No en la Iglesia Católica.
Nor in any Christian or Muslim denomination.
No en ninguna iglesia cristiana o musulmana.
This is the highest level of the science of God anywhere in the universe.
Es el nivel más elevado de conciencia de Dios que existe en el universo.
So kindly take this pathway.
Entonces, amablemente tomen este sendero.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tomen refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
Get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master.
Hazte iniciar por un maestro espiritual genuino.
And dedicate yourself fully in following his instructions.
Y dedíquese completamente a seguir sus instrucciones.
By this dedication to the bona fide spiritual master.
Esa dedicación a un maestro espiritual genuino.
You become qualified to meet Krishna face to face.
Lo cualificará para encontrarse con Krishna frente a frente.
Krishna will personally appear before you.
Krishna va a aparecer personalmente, directamente.
And whatever questions you have, Krishna will personally answer your question.
Y las preguntas que usted tenga, Krishna se las va a responder.
Prabhupada told me this.
Prabhupada me dijo esto.
He said, if you simply engage in your in devotional service with full sincerity of attitude,
si usted simplemente se ocupa en servicio devocional con total sinceridad,
24 hours a day,
24 horas al día,
then Krishna will personally appear to you.
Krishna va a aparecer personalmente a usted.
And answer all of your questions.
Y le va a responder todas sus preguntas.
Would you like to have Krishna personally appear to you?
Le gustaría ver a Krishna personalmente.
Would you like directly to see Krishna?
Le gustaría ver.
Be able to talk with him and ask him questions.
Poder hablar con él y pedirle preguntas.
No es difícil.
No es difícil.
All you have to do is serve Krishna 24 hours a day with full sincerity of attitude.
Todo lo que tiene que hacer es servir a Krishna 24 horas al día con actitud sincera.
When you wake up in the morning,
levantarse en la mañana,
Hare Krishna. When you brush your teeth,
lavarse los dientes,
Hare Krishna. When you go to the shower,
ir a la,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you put on your dhoti or your sari,
ponerse el dhoti o el sari,
Hare Krishna. In this way, when you take your breakfast,
de esta manera toma su desayuno.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you go to work,
y va al trabajo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you come home from work,
y regresa a casa del trabajo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you go to bed at night,
y cuando va a la cama de noche.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you dream at night,
y cuando sueña de noche.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So in this way you make everything Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And very soon you will qualify to see Krishna face to face.
Y muy pronto estará cualificado para ver a Krishna cara a cara.
You become accepted as one of the personal associates of Lord Krishna.
Será aceptado como un asociado del Señor Krishna.
In his transcendental pastimes.
En sus pasatiempos trascendentales.
So why be attached to your Peruvian pastimes?
Entonces, ¿por qué estar apegado a sus pasatiempos peruanos?
Simply become attached to the pastimes of Krishna.
Mejor apéguese a los pasatiempos de Krishna.
You may say, but I'm very attached to my wife.
Puede decirme, estoy muy apegado a mi esposo.
I'm very attached to my husband.
Muy apegado a mi esposo.
I'm very attached to my niños.
Muy apegado a mis niños.
But you've had hundreds of husbands, wives, hundreds of niños in millions of lifetimes, you see.
Pero ha tenido millones de esposos, millones de esposas, millones de niños en millones.
How many wives have you had in millions of lifetimes?
¿Y cuántos tendrá usted en millones de vidas?
Where are all those wives now?
¿Dónde están todos sus esposos?
How many husbands have you had in millions of lifetimes?
¿Cuántos esposos ha tenido en millones de vidas?
Where are all those husbands now?
¿Dónde están todos sus esposos?
How many millions of children you have had in millions of lifetimes?
¿Cuántos millones de niños usted ha tenido en millones de vidas?
Where are those millions of children?
¿Dónde están esos millones?
They are lost in oblivion.
Están perdidos.
So therefore, do not be so much attracted by the skin disease.
Entonces, no se vea muy atraído a la enfermedad de la piel.
Simply become attracted to Krishna.
Solamente atráigase a Krishna.
And you'll have the most wonderful, happy, exciting life at every minute.
Y así tendrá la más grande y hermosa felicidad.
Every minute will be the most exciting adventure.
Cada minuto tiene que ser la aventura más extática.
Every minute you realize more and more about Krishna.
Cada minuto usted puede realizar más y más acerca de Krishna.
In the morning.
En la mañana.
In the tarde.
En la tarde.
In la noche.
En la noche.
You realize more and more and more about Krishna.
Usted puede realizar más y más y más acerca.
How beautiful is Krishna?
Qué hermoso es Krishna.
How powerful is Krishna? Fuerte.
Qué poderoso es Krishna.
How renounced is Krishna?
Qué renunciado que es Krishna.
How knowledgeable is Krishna? How knowledgeable, full of wisdom.
Qué feliz que es Krishna.
How wealthy is Krishna? Muy, muy riquísimo. How wealthy is Krishna? How famous is Krishna? Famoso.
Qué rico, qué famoso que es Krishna.
He is the supreme superstar.
Es la estrella suprema.
He's bigger than the Beatles.
Es más grande que los Beatles.
Supreme superstar.
Es la estrella más suprema.
So all you have to do.
Todo lo que usted tiene que hacer.
Is chant Hare Krishna.
Es cantar Hare Krishna.
And you'll realize God.
Y logrará entender eso.
Therefore we advise you.
Por eso le estamos aconsejando.
Always chant.
Siempre cante.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Whenever there is some spare time, pick up your japa beads.
No, en cualquier momento libre, coja sus yapas.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Y cante Hare Krishna.
Or read Prabhupada's books.
O lea los libros de Prabhupada.
Or go out and distribute some books.
O vaya afuera y distribuya algunos libros.
I have seen this Hell Street out here. You call it Wilson Street. I call it Hell Street.
He visto esta ciudad, esta calle de infierno acá afuera.
These people are suffering like anything out on Hell Street.
Esta gente está sufriendo como nada en esta calle de infierno.
But you can turn it into Heaven Street.
Pero pueden volverla en una ciudad.
Take Prabhupada's books and go out on Hell Street and turn it into Heaven Street.
Pueden volver a esta calle infernal en una calle celestial.
There's so much facility for preaching here in Lima. Unlimited opportunities for spreading this movement.
Hay ilimitadas oportunidades para agrandar este movimiento.
Grab the drum. Grab the madanga drum.
Golpeen la mirindanga.
Grab the kartals.
Coja las mirindangas.
Go out and sing and dance in ecstasy.
Entonces, salgan afuera y canten.
Awaken the people to Krishna consciousness.
Despierten a la gente a conciencia de.
Have first class deity worship going on in here.
Tengan una adoración a la deidad de primera clase.
Make the temple spotlessly clean.
Tengan el templo perfectamente limpio.
Including the baño.
Limpien el baño.
Everything super, super clean.
Todo super, super limpio.
Nothing dirty.
Nada sucio.
Nothing stinky.
Nada que apeste.
Make everything clean and nice.
Todo esté limpio y bello.
So that anyone who comes will be, this is such an amazing place, it's so clean.
Cualquiera que venga dirá, este es un lugar maravilloso, tan
Make limpio. Every square inch of the temple very, very clean. Suchi.
Cada lugar de este templo realmente limpio. Suchi.
And people who come will be amazed by the atmosphere.
Y cada persona que venga estará maravillada por la atmósfera.
They'll want to stay here.
Querrán quedarse.
They want to move into your temple.
Querrán mudarse a su templo.
And spend their whole life in Krishna's service.
Y dar toda su vida a conciencia de Krishna.
So in this way, I want you all to make a spiritual revolution here.
Entonces quiero que todos ustedes hagan una revolución espiritual aquí.
I want to see you attracting more and more devotees.
Quiero que hagan más y más devotos.
I want to see the whole country of Lima, the whole country of Peru becomes Krishna conscious.
Quisiera ver toda la ciudad de Perú ser consciente de Krishna. Toda la ciudad de Lima ser consciente de Krishna.
Lima is the leading city in Peru.
Lima es la ciudad que lidera.
So you should become the leaders of Peru.
Así que tenemos que ser los líderes del Perú.
And make your Peruvian citizens Krishna conscious.
Y hacer a los ciudadanos peruanos conscientes de Krishna.
In every town and every village.
En cada pueblo y cada aldea.
We should always hear the kirtan going on.
Siempre tiene que haber kirtan andando.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ahora pregunto si hay alguna pregunta.
Many what? Divorce?
She can speak
Divorces?
Yeah, divorces.
Yeah, divorce means they are not following Prabhupada.
Divorcio significa que no están siguiendo a Prabhupada.
Prabhupada told us in Vedic culture there's no such thing as divorce.
Prabhupada dice que en la cultura védica no hay tal cosa como el divorcio.
So if devotees go for divorce, that means they are disobeying Prabhupada.
Entonces los devotos que se divorcian están desobedeciendo a Prabhupada.
I'm now requesting that there should be no more divorces in our society.
Entonces yo digo que no debería haber ningún divorcio más en nuestra sociedad.
If you get married,
si se casa,
you should know it's for the whole life.
Tiene que sostenerlo toda su vida.
The husband and wife must stay together.
El esposo y la esposa tienen que quedarse juntos.
Whether they like or they don't like their spouse, they must remain together.
Les guste o no les guste, tienen que quedarse juntos.
One man, he wrote me.
Un hombre le escribió.
He said, I fell in love with another woman.
Me he enamorado de otra mujer.
And I don't like my wife.
Y no me gusta mi mujer.
He wanted to know, what is your advice?
¿Cuál es su consejo?
I said, give up the other woman and go back to your wife.
Le dije, deja a la otra mujer y vuelve con tu esposa.
He said, but I don't love my wife.
Pero le dijo, no amo a mi esposa.
I said, that's not the purpose of marriage is not for loving your wife.
Y le dije, el propósito del matrimonio no es que...
purpose of your marriage is to develop love of God.
El propósito del matrimonio es que ames a Dios.
So whether you love your wife or you don't love your wife, it doesn't matter.
Entonces, si amas o no a tu mujer, no importa.
The point is you must develop your love for God.
El punto es que tienes que desarrollar tu amor por Dios.
And God wants you. Once you become married, He wants you to stick in that relationship.
Y Dios quiere que si tú te casas, te quedes en esa relación.
So you can't say, "Well, I don't love my wife, so therefore I give her up." No.
Entonces no puedes decir, "Ah, ya no amo a mi mujer, entonces la dejo."
If you don't love your wife, that's okay.
Si no amas a tu mujer, está bien.
Just love Krishna.
Ama a Krishna.
And then you will love all living entities.
Y así vas a amar a todas las entidades vivientes.
Including your wife.
Incluyendo tu mujer.
Love your wife not on the basis of sex attraction.
No ames a tu mujer en base a la.
But love your wife on the basis of Krishna consciousness. That's the point.
Ama a tu mujer en base a conciencia de Krishna.
If you love your wife on the basis of sex attraction.
Si amas a tu mujer en base a la atracción sexual.
She will not always be sexy.
Ella no siempre va a ser sexy.
When she gets old, she will lose her sex appeal.
Cuando sea vieja, ya no va a ser sexy.
So if you base your marriage on sex appeal,
si basas tu atracción,
you will surely end in divorce.
Entonces seguro te vas a divorciar.
So you should base your marriage on love of God.
Entonces tienes que basar tu matrimonio en amor a Dios.
And then even if your wife is no longer sexually appealing to you,
y aun si tu mujer, entonces, no te
no problema.
No hay problema.
Because everything is for Krishna.
Todo es para Krishna.
It's a service to take care of this, maintain this woman for Krishna.
Es tu servicio mantener a esta mujer.
Any other question? Yeah.
Cuando estamos en una relación y a veces en nuestro intento de ser conscientes de Krishna hay caídas, ¿qué actitud tiene que tener el devoto?
So when we have a
say the English loud also so she can hear it too. Well, I'll repeat it also, but let her do it too. Yeah. Say the English loud as well. Yeah.
When we have a Krishna conscious relationship and we try to keep it like that, maybe we can fall down, but how the devotee has to take this mistake.
You understand?
Yes, he says if the devotee takes Krishna consciousness, if he falls down, so what? How he should take that fall down? As?
He should be very humble.
Tiene que ser muy humilde.
And then I fell down from the platform of Krishna consciousness.
Cuando, si yo caí en la plataforma de
and he should beg the devotees to please accept him into their association.
Tiene que pedirle humildemente a los devotos que lo acepten en su asociación.
He should feel very grateful that the devotees have allowed him to remain in the society of devotees.
Y tiene que ser muy agradecido a los devotos que lo dejan permanecer.
He should always feel very, very humble and contrite. That means contrite means always very sorry for his mistake.
Siempre tiene que mantenerse humilde y muy apenado por su error.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
Speak loud. And then you go to the
Spanish first.
And yeah, speak loud so she can hear it, yeah.
Entonces, cuando estamos en conciencia de Krishna, a veces no es natural nuestra devoción por Krishna. Puede ser un poco forzada, entonces puede ser un poco difícil mantenerse realmente contento al comienzo. ¿Cómo debe hacer un matrimonio para mantenerse junto a pesar de que sea un poco duro al comienzo?
So, when we are beginning in Krishna consciousness, maybe our understanding is not so high, so we cannot feel really blissful, it's a little hard. So how the couple is has to maintain during this time when it's hard to be...
Yes. So in the beginning, you may not always be tasting the bliss, so how do you maintain your practice in spite of not tasting the bliss? It is compared to taking medicine.
Es comparado a tomar medicina.
The medicine is bitter.
Una medicina es amarga.
No one wants to taste some bitter medicine.
Nadie quiere probar algo amargo.
But because you know you're sick,
pero debido a que sabes que estás enfermo,
and because the doctor has prescribed the medicine for you,
debido a que el doctor ha prescrito la medicina,
therefore you take the medicine even though it's bitter.
Entonces, igual tomas la medicina, aunque sea amarga.
Because you know this is how you become cured.
Porque sabes que esa es la manera en que vas a estar puro.
So in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, sometimes it's like poison for us.
Entonces, al comienzo de conciencia de Krishna, a veces es como...
This is described in the Bhagavad Gita.
Es escrito en la Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 18, text 37.
Capítulo 18, texto 37.
Yatadagre vishamiva pariname mritopamam tatsukam satvikam proktam Atmabuddhi prasadajam. That which in the beginning may be just like poison,
aquello que al comienzo es justo como veneno,
but in the end becomes the sweetest nectar,
pero al final se vuelve dulce como el néctar,
and which awakens one to self-realization,
y que despierta la autorrealización,
is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness.
Es aceptado como felicidad en la modalidad de la bondad.
So one has to have faith in the doctor.
Entonces uno tiene que tener fe en el doctor.
And take that bitter medicine.
Y tomar esta medicina amarga.
Who wants to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for Mangalarti?
¿Quién se quiere levantar a las 4 de la mañana para Mangalarti?
The beginning is like bitter poison.
Al comienzo es como veneno.
Ooh, 4 o'clock in the morning. Ooh.
4 de la mañana.
Impossible.
Impossible.
You see? But by practice.
Pero practicándolo.
Having faith in the order of the spiritual master.
Teniendo fe en la orden del maestro espiritual.
Then it gradually becomes very sweet.
Gradualmente se vuelve muy dulce.
So in the beginning you simply have to have faith in the order of your guru.
Entonces al comienzo uno tiene que tener fe en la orden del guru.
In this way continue the process.
Y de esta manera continuar el proceso.
Without deviation.
Sin desviación.
Chant at least 16 rounds every day.
Cantar por lo menos 16 rondas al día.
Strictly avoid illicit sex.
Real, estrictamente evitar el sexo ilícito.
Meat eating.
Comer carne.
Intoxication.
Intoxicación.
And gambling.
Y apuestas.
And then slowly, slowly, gradually, gradually.
Y poco a poco, gradualmente.
You realize the highest truth.
Uno puede comprender la verdad superior.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Los celos en la relación son buenos, son malos, son neutros.
Jealousy is bad.
Jealousy.
Good. What is this, the position in the relationship of jealousy?
What is the
position of envy?
Yeah, envy or jealousy is muy muy mala.
Es muy mal.
That means if you have something that I don't have,
significa que si tú tienes algo que yo no tengo,
and I hate you.
Te odio.
If you are stronger than I am, I hate you.
Si eres más fuerte que yo, te odio.
If you have more money than I have, I hate you.
Si tienes más dinero que yo, te odio.
If you're more intelligent than me, then I hate you.
Si eres más inteligente que yo, te odio.
So jealousy is a very, very bad thing.
Entonces, algo muy, muy malo.
So jealousy will makes it impossible to awaken one's love of God.
Eso hace que sea imposible despertar nuestro amor por Dios.
Actually, there's no reason to be jealous.
No hay razón para estar celoso.
Because whatever somebody has, it is simply according to their karma.
Porque cualquier cosa que uno tiene es de acuerdo a nuestro karma.
If someone is stronger than you, that was their karma.
Si alguien es más fuerte que uno, es por su karma.
They have more wealth.
Si tiene más riqueza.
They're more good looking.
O mejor.
They have more intelligence than you.
Más inteligencia.
It's just by karma.
Es por karma.
They earned it by their previous pious activities.
Lo han ganado debido a sus actividades piadosas pasadas.
So you can also earn it by being pious.
También uno lo puede ganar por ser piadoso.
So there's no reason to be envious of anyone.
No hay razón para estar envidioso de nadie.
But the original envy we have is the worst envy of all.
La peor envidia de todas.
We're envious of Krishna.
Es estar envidioso de Krishna.
Then why you get to be the supreme?
Entonces, ¿por qué uno envidia al supremo?
I want to be the supreme.
Yo quiero ser el supremo.
So Krishna gives you a place.
Pero
Krishna gives you a place.
Pero Krishna te da un lugar.
Where you can think you're the supreme.
Donde tú puedes pensar que eres el supremo.
Lima.
Lima.
Sí.
I think.
So, you have to get over this envy. You have to understand.
Tiene que entender.
That it is against your. It's you're hurting yourself by being envious.
Es contra ti estar envidioso.
Try to understand that everybody is getting exactly what they deserve.
Tiene que entender de que todo el mundo tiene exactamente lo que se merece.
And if you're not happy with what you're getting,
si no estás contento con lo que tú tienes,
then qualify yourself by devotional service.
Entonces purifícate por servicio devocional.
To receive the supreme benediction of Krishna.
Y recibe la bendición suprema de Krishna.
Because once you have Krishna,
cuando tienes Krishna,
then anything of this world is no longer attractive.
Nada de este mundo tiene más atracción.
No amount of power.
Ningún tipo,
no amount of beauty.
De belleza.
No amount of wealth.
Ninguna cantidad de.
No amount of fame.
De riqueza o de fama.
Once you have Krishna, nothing of this world is attractive anymore.
Una vez que uno tiene Krishna, nada de este mundo lo atrae más.
So just develop your love for Krishna.
Solamente desarrolla tu amor por Krishna.
And you'll have no problem with envy.
Y no tendrás más problemas con eso.
Yo he escuchado decir de que o la idea de ser celoso o envidioso es de proteger a la pareja, ¿no? En el caso de un matrimonio, normalmente la mujer es celosa porque no quiere que el hombre se meta con otra mujer, o la mujer piensa de que su esposo se va a meter con otra mujer, o si el esposo es celoso, él piensa que su esposa no tiene nada con otros, pero la mentalidad envidiosa piensa de que ella se está metiendo con otros. Pues ese es un problema, ¿no?
Celoso es jealous.
Sí.
He means like when the husband. He means when the husband, for example, thinks that the woman is looking to another man. Or the woman is thinking that the man is looking to another woman. So he thinks, he's asking if jealousy can be like a protection of in.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
Eso es un problema.
That the envy problem may be there, that the husband may think the wife is looking at other men.
Si el hombre piensa que la mujer está mirando
otro hombre, the wife may think the husband looking at other women.
O que la mujer puede pensar que el hombre está mirando otra mujer.
So therefore in a Vedic culture,
por eso en la cultura védica,
the husband should not be associating with any woman other than his wife.
El hombre no se asocia con ninguna mujer otra que su esposa.
And the wife should not associate with any man other than her husband.
Y la mujer no se asocia con ningún otro hombre que no sea su esposo.
We have to stop acting like in Peruvian culture or Western culture.
Tenemos que dejar de actuar como la cultura peruana o occidental.
A woman should never be alone with any man except for her husband.
La mujer nunca debe estar sola con ningún hombre que no sea su esposo.
And there'll be no jealousy.
Entonces no habrá celos.
Actually, the jealousy is there to check from illicit sex.
En realidad, el celo está ahí para evitar el sexo ilícito.
The husband wants the wife should only be devoted to him, and that's very good. That protects the wife from illicit sex.
El hombre quiere que la mujer sea solamente entregada a él, y eso es bueno porque protege del sexo ilícito.
And the wife wants the husband should be with no women except for her. That again, that protects the husband from illicit sex.
Y la mujer quiere que solamente el hombre esté entregado a ella, y eso protege al hombre del sexo ilícito.
So that envy is beneficial.
Esa celo es bueno.
Therefore, you You won't. I will sit and talk with my wife.
Si yo me siento y hablo con mi esposa.
You'll never see me sitting and talking with another woman. Never.
Pero ella nunca me ve sentado con otra mujer hablando.
I will never sit and talk with another woman.
Nunca me ve hablando con otra mujer.
Only with my wife will I sit and talk. You see.
Solamente me siento hablar con mi mujer.
I'm friends with my wife.
Soy amigo con mi esposa.
I am not friends with any woman.
No soy amigo de ninguna mujer.
With my God brothers, I am friends.
Soy amigo de mis hermanos espirituales.
But I'm not friends to sit around and talk with any woman.
Pero no me estoy sentando a hablar por ahí con.
Not even my God sisters, no.
Ni siquiera con mis hermanas espirituales.
The only intimate relation I have with a woman is my wife, and that's it.
La única relación íntima que tengo con una mujer es con mi esposa.
Every other woman is a very formal relationship.
Otra mujer es una relación muy formal.
She is Mataji, or if she's my disciple, then she's my daughter. That's it.
O es Mataji, o es mi discípula y es mi hija.
But I don't have an intimate relationship as friends with any woman except for my wife.
Pero no tengo una relación íntima con ninguna persona del sexo opuesto.
This principle must be strictly followed.
Y este principio tiene que ser seguido.
This is why we have divorces in our society.
Por eso tenemos divorcios en nuestra sociedad.
Because a woman wants to sit around and talk with other men.
Porque las mujeres se sientan a hablar con otros hombres.
The man wants to sit around and talk with other women.
Y los hombres se sientan a hablar con otras mujeres.
This kind of loose behavior must be stopped.
Y esa clase de comportamientos tiene que parar.
We must bring the Vedic culture purely into our society.
Tenemos que traer la cultura védica puramente a nuestra sociedad.
You know that in the Vedic culture, the woman only dresses nicely when her husband is present.
En la cultura védica, la mujer solamente se viste hermosamente.
With nice jewelry and nice sari.
Con un lindas joyas y un lindo sari.
If her husband is out of town, there's no jewelry, there's no nice sari, she's very plain and simple.
Si su esposo está fuera de la ciudad, no hay joyas, no hay bonitos saris, está muy simple.
She will only dress nicely for her husband and no one else.
Solamente se viste hermosa para su esposo y nadie más.
So we have to bring back these principles of Vedic culture.
Entonces tenemos que traer estos principios de la cultura.
This way we can put a stop to divorce.
Y así pararemos con los divorcios.
It's killing our society.
Está matando nuestra sociedad.
There should be no divorces in this ISKCON movement. Zero divorces.
No tiene que haber ningún divorcio en ISKCON. Cero divorcios.
Any other question? Say it loudly. Okay, but is someone over here? Let's see. Where is it? This? Yeah. Okay.
Con relación a lo que se está discutiendo. Antes quería preguntar lo mismo, pues ya lo explicó el devoto. En relación a la familia, los esposos, ¿no? Si es que hay hijos, ¿no? O en el caso del divorcio, ¿no? Ahora estoy entendiendo que el divorcio no es lícito, sino estar con su esposa o con su esposo. Eso más quería saber.
He said that you already explained the point he wanted to understand.
Bueno. Okay, next question. One back here. Let's see, who was it? Anyone else back there? That's it? Okay, your turn.
Como nosotros aún no tenemos la cultura védica, entonces, ¿cuáles son los criterios de acoger para que un chico y una chica se unan?
So, we don't have still the old Vedic culture in our society. So, what things we have to see before a man and a girl can be married?
They both have to be strictly following this process.
Los dos tienen que estar siguiendo estrictamente este proceso.
Prabhupada would not have marriage unless they were initiated.
Prabhupada no casaba a nadie a menos que estuvieran iniciados.
They both had to be strictly following our principles.
Los dos tienen que estar siguiendo estrictamente nuestro proceso.
Dedicated for the whole life to following these principles.
Dedicados la vida entera a seguir estos principios.
And then if they want to be married, there's no harm.
Y así, si se quieren casar, no hay problema.
It is, Prabhupada says it's natural for a boy to be attracted to a girl and a girl to be attracted to a boy.
Prabhupada decía que es natural que un chico esté atraído por una chica y una chica.
That attraction is there in Radha and Krishna.
Esa atracción está ahí en Radha y Krishna.
So let them be peacefully married, Prabhupada said.
Entonces dejemos que estén casados pacíficamente.
But once married, that's it. The whole lifetime business finished.
Pero una vez que se casan, ahí se quedó toda la vida.
A lady, yeah.
Por ejemplo, vamos a poner un ejemplo, ¿no? Yo soy casada y mi esposo fallece.
tengo mis hijos, me quedo viuda y yo quiero volverme a casar, pues, para casarme, eso es bueno volverse a casar, pero siendo viuda, pues, eso es bueno.
She said that if your husband have an accident, for example, and he die, if he dies, excuse me, if she has already children, she can be married again.
So the question is, if one is married, you have children, your husband dies for some reason, can you remarry? In Vedic culture, they did not do that.
En la cultura védica no se hace.
They were so dedicated to their husband.
Eran tan dedicadas a su esposo.
They would prefer to die along with their husband.
Que preferirían morir con sus esposos.
Of course, that is not possible now.
Pero eso no es posible ahora.
But when their husband was being cremated, they would throw themselves in the cremation fire. They were so dedicated to their husband.
Ellas eran tan dedicadas a sus esposos que en el fuego donde cremaban a sus esposos ellas entraban.
Or if there was young children, they would stay to take care of the children.
Pero si había niños jóvenes, ellas se quedaban para cuidar a los niños.
So we do not actually. Prabhupada himself also encouraged the women not to remarry if their husband died.
Prabhupada promovía de que las mujeres no se casen de nuevo cuando su esposo moría.
It is not forbidden.
No está prohibido.
But it's better if one can simply, if you already have children,
pero es bueno que si usted ya tiene hijos,
it's better to be happy with your children and not remarry. That is a better thing, actually.
Es mejor que usted se mantenga feliz solo con sus hijos y no se case.
Vedic culture means to give up sex life.
La cultura védica significa dejar la vida.
How
sexual.
To minimize sex life.
O minimizarla.
Not how to increase it, how to minimize it.
No cómo incrementarla.
We don't forbid it, but we recommend that you don't remarry.
Nosotros recomendamos que usted no se case de nuevo.
All right, let her then.
Already married before to meet the movement, and the other person doesn't not become a devotee, and he's not following the principles. How the devotee should take that?
So their spouse leaves the movement. Is that what it is?
No.
Doesn't want to take it up?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they want to all break all the principles, but they don't want to take it up.
The best thing is to stay fixed in the principles and try to gradually bring that other person into Krishna consciousness. That's the best thing.
Lo mejor es mantenerse en los principios uno mismo y gradualmente intentar que la otra persona se vea atraída a los principios.
But if that person, that non-devotee spouse, makes it impossible for one to practice Krishna consciousness, then one should give it up, that marriage.
Pero si esa otra persona no nos deja realmente cumplir a nosotros con nuestro principio, uno debería dejarlo.
As a last, very last resort.
Pero como la última, última de las cosas.
The best thing is you should be very, very strong in one's principles.
Lo mejor es mantenerse muy, muy fuerte en los principios.
In this way, force that other person to gradually become a devotee.
Y de esa manera, forzar a la otra persona a gradualmente tomar los principios.
That's what we recommend.
Eso es lo que recomendamos.
podría mencionar sobre el sexo sutil?
About the sex life, but not gross, but subtle. What about that, or even for brahmacharis? What about
for brahmacharis?
For everybody.
For everybody.
Yes.
How to manage?
Yes, subtle sex life means you're attracted to sex life within your mind.
Actividad sexual sutil significa que uno está atraído.
You're meditating on sex life.
En la mente, y uno medita en esto.
But you're not engaging in sex life.
Pero no te estás ocupando en vida sexual.
That is very, very dangerous.
Eso es muy peligroso.
Jayato vishayan pumsam sangatte shubhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodo vijayate kamat kamat krabansi krodat bhavati sang maha sang mahat sviti vibhrama sviti bangshat buddhinasha buddhinashat pranashiti. If one meditates on sex life,
si uno medita en vida sexual,
one will desire to have sex life.
Uno tendrá el deseo de tener vida sexual.
And if you desire to have sex life,
si deseas tener vida sexual,
you will decide to have sex life.
Lo decidirás tener vida sexual.
And if you decide to have sex life,
y si decides tener vida sexual,
as soon as you get a chance,
apenas tengas una oportunidad,
you'll do it.
Lo harás.
Therefore, you have to be very careful.
Por lo tanto, tienes que ser muy cuidadoso.
If you subtly remain attached to sex pleasure,
si de manera sutil estás apegado,
in your mind you think, oh, it's so nice.
Al placer sexual y en tu mente piensas, oh, qué bueno es esto.
A naked woman, oh.
Una mujer desnuda.
Her bodily parts, how attractive.
Oh, qué atractivo.
If you meditate like that,
si meditas así,
you're committing suicide.
Estás cometiendo suicidio.
You're committing suicide.
Cometes suicidio.
When you think of a woman's breast,
si piensas en los pechos de una mujer,
you should simply think it is muscle and blood, that's all.
Piensa que es músculo y sangre.
You see, now you have to train your mind.
Entrena tu mente.
A man is attracted by a woman's breast, that's a man.
El hombre está atraído a la mujer.
And those big hips, he's attracted by those big hips. Women's hips, you know, the middle part.
Uh-huh.
Now the women like that. The man is attracted by them.
El hombre está atraído por esto.
But I have seen the monkeys in Vrindavan.
He visto los monos de Vrindavan.
The female monkey, their rear end is red.
La mujer de los monos tiene las caderas rojas.
And the male monkey sees that red rear end of the female monkey. He becomes all excited.
Cuando el macho de los monos ve ese trasero rojo, se siente muy excitado.
So these big breasts of the ladies.
Entonces estos pechos grandes de las mujeres.
And these big hips of the ladies.
Y estas caderas grandes de las mujeres.
And their high voices. Our high-pitched voices. High-pitched voices.
Y las voces dulces.
And their feminine nature.
Y su naturaleza femenina.
It is nature's arrangement.
Es un arreglo de la naturaleza.
To attract you to sex pleasure, you see.
Para atraerte al placer sexual.
So you have to understand.
Entonces tiene que entender.
This is nature's way of making sure that the species continues.
Es la manera de la naturaleza para asegurarse que la especie continúe.
Because if it were not for this sex attraction.
Porque no estamos hechos para esa atracción sexual.
Nobody would bother having sex.
Nadie se ocuparía en esto.
It's so much trouble having kids.
Es tan difícil tener hijos.
Niños means trouble.
Niños significa problemas.
So no one would have niños.
Nadie tendría hijos.
If it wasn't for this heavenly pleasure of sex.
Si no fuera por este placer celestial del sexo.
So one has to understand this is the trick of nature.
Uno tiene que entender que esta es la trampa de la naturaleza.
To make sex life appear very, very attractive.
Para
see.
Hacer parecer la vida sexual muy, muy buena.
So you have to nip it, we say in English, nip it in the bud. You have to send it, you have to immediately stop that thought if it comes
uno
to the brain.
Inmediatamente limpiar ese pensamiento.
This is the sky. Is there an RT at 7? Can we keep going through the RT?
Sí, yes.
You can do the RT behind the curtain.
Huh?
Or should we stop the... What should I do? Should I finish this question? Or just stop it in the middle? Huh? Finish it? Answer this question. You're the in charge.
Yes.
In Riga, we just keep going through the RT. It's up to the in charge. What are they saying?
If they can do it
behind the curtains.
Behind the curtains, otherwise we can continue after the Arctic.
What do you think is better, David? They're giving us an option. Cut it?
Yes.
All right, we'll continue with this discussion. I remember the question that was asked. And we will continue the discussion after the RT.
Vamos a recordar la pregunta que se ha hecho y vamos a continuar con esto después del RT.
Okay. What is the point? What is the point? Oh, it's okay to continue.
If you want to continue, you can continue.
Yeah, do it behind the curtain then. Behind the curtain, yeah. Okay. All right. Now it's clear. This deafness is a problem sometimes. Yes, it is. It's a problem. So, the point is this.
El punto es este.
As described by Yamunacharya.
Como fue descrito por Yamunacharya.
Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde navanavarasadu maunyatarantu masit Tadavadi Bhattanari Sangame Smaryamane Bhavati Mukushushtu Nishtivanam Cha. So the Yamunacharya.
Entonces Yamunacharya.
He was before he became a great saint, he was a king.
Antes de ser un gran santo, era un rey.
He was enjoying so much sex pleasure.
Él estaba disfrutando tanto placer sexual.
But now he has completely given it up.
Y ahora lo estaba dejando completamente.
But sometimes the thought may have come to him
Pero
of sex.
Algunas veces el pensamiento volvía.
So he said in this prayer,
en esta oración él dice,
he said, ever since I've been engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna,
cada vez que me ocupo en el amoroso servicio de Radha y Krishna,
tasting navanavarasa, newer and newer taste,
saboreando nuevos y nuevos sabores,
in that service to Krishna.
En este servicio a Krishna.
If that thought of sex pleasure enters my brain,
y algún pensamiento sexual viene a mi cabeza,
my lips curl with this taste.
Mis labios se tuercen.
And I spit at the thought.
Y escupo en ese pensamiento.
So in this way, one should be on guard against subtle sex.
De esa manera uno tiene que rechazar el
trying to enjoy sex within the mind.
Tratar de meditar en el placer sexual.
Just like a brahmachari, you see.
Es como un brahmachari.
All day long he's trying to avoid interacting with women.
Todo el día está tratando de evitar interactuar con mujeres.
But when he lays down to go to sleep at night,
y en el momento en que va a dormir en la noche,
he meditates on some pretty girl.
Medita en una chica
and having sex with some pretty girl in his mind, he meditates on that.
Teniendo sexo en su mente con alguna chica bonita.
So one has to be very still.
Entonces todo se perdió.
To not let such thoughts enter the brain.
Por tener esos pensamientos en el cerebro.
Because they degrade the consciousness.
Porque degrada la conciencia.
They kill the Krishna consciousness.
Matan la conciencia de Krishna.
So subtle sex means to meditate on sex.
Entonces sexo sutil significa meditar en sexo.
And it's very, very dangerous.
Y es muy, muy peligroso.
Sex, subtle sex turns into gross sex if it's not checked.
Sexo sutil se vuelve sexo burdo si no es detenido.
So one subtle sex energy, immediately kick it out, spit at it.
Si hay energía sexual sutil, inmediatamente hay que patearla fuera.
Es muy, muy importante.
Es muy importante.
This lady here.
Me?
Yeah.
How the Grihastha devotees supposed to love a woman, they have an attraction, and they are devotees. So they cannot have sex or regulate sex because
they, okay.
That it can be a pure relation, a pure sex, like it's like love. Is that relation possible, love and sex? Is that my question?
Mm. So, I'm going to say it in Spanish for everyone else. Oh, okay. So, that sex attraction, it can be used in Krishna's service.
La atracción sexual puede ser usada al servicio de Krishna.
In the material world, we think, well, I want to show you how much I love you by having sex with you, you see.
En el mundo material queremos mostrarle a la otra persona cuánto te amo teniendo relaciones sexuales.
But actually, that is not love.
Pero en realidad eso no es amor.
That is lust.
Eso es lujuria.
That is gratifying one's own personal sexual desires. That's what it is.
Eso es gratificar mis propios deseos sexuales.
So, if one wants to love his wife,
si uno quiere amar a su esposa,
that does not require sex.
No es mediante el sexo.
Simply one has to engage the wife in Krishna's service.
Uno simplemente tiene que ocupar a su esposa en conciencia, en servicio a Krishna.
It is described in Bhagavatam.
Está descrito en el Bhagavatam.
It is the duty of the husband to see that that wife is going back to home, back to Godhead.
Es el deber del esposo ver que su esposa esté yendo de camino a casa.
So if I love my wife,
si amo a mi esposa,
it doesn't mean I have to have sex with my wife.
No significa que amo, que tengo sexo con mi esposa.
But if my wife wants children, I have to give her sex. That's a fact.
Pero si mi esposa quiere hijos, yo tengo que dar sexo.
A woman's nature is she wants children.
La naturaleza de una mujer es que quiere hijos.
So if my wife has a psychological need for children, I have to give her children.
Y si mi mujer tiene una tendencia psicológica a tener hijos, tengo que darle hijos.
But that is only once in a month.
Eso es una vez al mes.
Beyond that, there is strict celibacy.
Fuera de eso, hay celibato estricto.
So the actual love the husband gives to the wife is engaging her in Krishna consciousness.
El verdadero amor que un esposo le puede dar a su esposa es ocuparla en el servicio a Krishna.
That is real love.
Ese es el verdadero amor.
Simply gratifying my wife's sexual desires, that is not love.
Simplemente gratificar los deseos sexuales de mi esposa, eso no es amor.
That only lasts for a few seconds.
Eso solamente dura unos segundos.
But to engage her, going back to home, back to God, that is real love.
Pero ocuparla a ella en ir de vuelta a casa, de vuelta a Dios, eso es verdadero amor.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde su pregunta?
Okay.
You explained that it's the wife side who wants children. Is that only the wife wants it or the man also wants it?
In Vedic culture, a man was not so inclined.
En la cultura...
That, I was getting ready to explain that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, but nowadays the men are also sexually inclined.
My
question. Let's get a little, now it's getting confused by the translation.
To translate my question.
So what's your question now? Getting a little confused now.
La madre dice de que en la cultura védica la mujer quiere tener hijos, pero hoy en día no es solamente la cultura védica y a veces el hombre también se siente sexualmente inclinado.
Your question is what, Devi? It's not clear to me. Right. You're asking, is that the situation? Is that your question? Or are you just making a comment?
No.
Are you asking a question?
Yes.
So your question is that true only for women or is it also true for men? Is that the question? Is that your question?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
But what is the answer?
The answer is yes.
What?
That men also are inclined, sexually inclined in the Kali Yuga. If the, what is the woman supposed to do if she doesn't want kids and the man wants kids?
Yeah.
Preach.
And then another question is this.
I didn't finish answering him. And you have to give time for translations also.
La madre dice que de que un hombre también se ve inclinado sexualmente. Entonces, ¿qué pasa si un hombre? Entonces, la madre dice de que sí, efectivamente, en Kali Yuga los hombres también desean, tienen su propio impulso sexual. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que debe hacer la mujer?
Actually, it is a shameful position. It is a shameful position. The man is supposed to be more spiritually strong than the woman. The woman doesn't want children, but the man wants to have children. It is a very embarrassing position.
Si la mujer no quiere hijos, si el hombre quiere tener hijos, entonces esto es muy vergonzoso.
Just see how weak he is.
Mira qué tan débil eres.
It's a very weak man, very weak.
Es muy débil este hombre.
A man is not meant to be like that.
Y un hombre no está hecho para ser así.
You see? That's not the way.
Esa no es la manera.
Un momento. But the fact is, in Kali Yuga, it's like that sometimes.
Pero el hecho es que en Kali Yuga, a saber, a veces es así.
The woman is more Krishna conscious than the man.
La mujer es más consciente de Krishna que el hombre.
So the best thing is she preaches to the man and brings him to his senses.
Lo mejor es que la mujer le predique al hombre y lo lleve.
Why are you so lusty?
¿Por qué estás tan lujurioso?
Give up this nonsense.
Deja esa tontería.
Come to your senses.
Vuelve a tus sentidos.
That's the best thing.
Esto es lo mejor.
But if the man has, if he's so weak, he's going to go to a prostitute. Then she may have to do that for his sake.
Entonces, si el hombre es tan débil que tiene que ir con una prostituta.
Agree to have children so the husband is sexually satisfied.
Entonces tendrá que tener hijos para que el hombre esté satisfecho.
You also said that the woman man. You said that man is supposed to make the woman Krishna conscious. Do you hear me? Man is supposed to help the wife to become Krishna conscious and deliver her from the cycle of birth and death. But if the wife wants children after children, and man is supposed, as you said, the man should give. It's his duty.
Two or three children, bus. He can give her, once she has two or three children, she should be satisfied.
Una vez la madre dice de que la mujer a veces tiene un hijo tras otro, sin embargo, el hombre debería estar guiándola a ella fuera del ciclo de nacimiento y muerte, tendría que estar ayudándola a ser consciente de Krishna. Entonces, el Maharaj dice de que después de dos o tres hijos, la mujer debería estar satisfecha.
No way.
Y si ella no está satisfecha, el hombre no debería satisfacerla.
She has to become Krishna conscious.
Ella tiene que volverse consciente.
She has to become tapasvi.
Tiene que volverse.
One who practices penance and austerity.
Tiene que practicar austeridad y penitencia.
Two or three children, she must be satisfied.
Dos o tres hijos tiene que estar satisfecho.
Not continue on having, like rabbits, having, you know, hundreds of children. There's no point.
If the couple cannot have children by some problem, so they are not allowed to have sex.
That's correct.
Sí.
And actually, they take it as a blessing.
Lo pueden tomar como una bendición.
Krishna conscious householders, they want to completely get free from sex. That is their desire.
Entonces, de repente, su deseo es que ellos quieren estar completamente libres de actividad sexual.
That's why they became devotees.
Por eso se han vuelto devotos.
They become free from sex desire.
Y pueden liberarse del deseo sexual.
So for some reason they physically cannot have children, they will just give up sex completely then and be very happy.
Entonces, si por alguna razón biológica no pueden tener hijos, tienen que dejar esa actividad sexual y ser felices.
Of course, they can adopt children if they want.
Pueden adoptar niños también si quieren.
Or they could try, you know, there are other means like artificial insemination, things like that that could be done.
Hay métodos como la inseminación artificial.
They really want to have children.
Si realmente quieren tener hijos.
But they will give up having sex if that sex is not fruitful.
Pero pueden abandonar la actividad sexual si no es necesaria.
Of course, they may continue trying.
Pueden seguir intentando.
They may continue trying to have a child. If the off chance that it might happen, they can do that once a month.
Pueden intentarlo una vez al mes.
The man or the woman go with another person is not unfaithful. So this woman has to maintain this relationship, or this man has to maintain this relationship.
If one is married and one spouse goes away, then that spouse must give up that other relationship and come back to the marriage relationship.
That's persona tiene que dejar eso que ha comenzado y volver con su esposa.
To have a paramour lover is strictly forbidden.
Un amante está completamente prohibido.
Krishna can have paramour lover. That's all right for Krishna.
Krishna puede tener un amante.
But don't you try to imitate Krishna by having paramour lover.
Pero no trates de imitar a Krishna teniendo un amante.
Anyone who is having paramour lover, they must be very strongly chastised by the spiritual master, by the devotees. That relationship must be stopped by the pressure of the community. That relationship must be stopped.
Cualquiera que tenga un amante debe ser duramente corregido por el maestro espiritual y por la comunidad. De esa manera, mediante la represión social, ese tipo de cosas tienen que parar.
Anyone who is engaging in illicit sex relationships, they should have no position in our movement.
Cualquiera que tenga relaciones sexuales ilícitas no tiene que tener ninguna posición en nuestro movimiento.
They shouldn't be allowed on the altar.
No tiene que ir al altar.
Shouldn't be allowed to lead kirtan.
No tiene que liderar el kirtan.
Shouldn't be allowed to give classes.
No puede dar clases.
Anyone who is engaged in illicit sex should have no position in our society.
Una persona que está teniendo vida sexual ilícita no tiene que tener una posición en el movimiento.
They can attend our programs.
Puede seguir el programa.
That is all right.
Eso está bien.
For their purification.
Para su purificación.
But no leadership position should be given to such persons.
Pero no se le debe dar liderazgo a una persona así.
It's up to our managers to make sure of this.
Y nuestros líderes tienen que estar seguros de eso.
Anyone who is engaging in illicit relationships, they have no leading kirtan, no giving classes, and no doing puja.
Una persona que se está ocupando de actividad sexual ilícita no debe hacer la puya, liderar el kirtan o dar clases.
This little boy has a question. Oh, the mother has a question. Yeah.
She was married with a devotee and she had 9 children. And after that, the devotee left her and she went with another devotee, with a woman.
And that person not really a devotee. That person was not really a devotee.
Esa persona no es realmente un devoto.
A real devotee would never do that.
He was here and he left.
That person was not a real devotee.
Esa persona no es realmente un devoto.
You can't become a devotee by putting on tilak and kanti mala and dhoti or sari.
No te vuelves un devoto poniéndote tilak, un dhoti o.
That person was not a real devotee.
Esa persona no era un devoto.
He was a false show, that's all. He was never a real devotee.
Era un show, nunca fue un verdadero devoto.
A real devotee would never do that.
Un devoto verdadero nunca haría eso.
He was a false show of a devotee.
Era un show falso de devoto. He is giving a lot of trouble to her, even with the denouncements with the government. What is her position?
That person is a demon. He's not a devotee.
Esa persona es un demonio, no es un devoto.
He's not a devotee.
No es un devoto.
Prabhupada said sometimes we have devotees of Kali in our movement.
Dice de que hay agentes de Kali en nuestro movimiento.
Kali Chela.
Kali Chela.
They put tilak on the nose, kanti on the neck, and they have illicit sex.
Ponen tilak en su frente y un kanti en su cuello, pero tienen sexo.
They're not devotees of Krishna.
No son devotos de Krishna.
They are devotees of Kali.
Son devotos de Kali.
Not Kali, Kali.
Kali.
Kali is the goddess. Kali is the male demon in charge of the Kali Yuga.
Kali es la diosa y Kali es
Kali.
Kali.
Not there's Kali, which is the female goddess, and there's Kali.
Kali.
The male person in charge of the Kali Yuga.
Es un personaje masculino encargado de la era de Kali.
We sometimes have Kali, not Kali, but Kali Chela in our movement.
A veces tenemos Kali Chela en nuestros.
They pose themselves as devotees, but actually they're simply devotees of Kali.
Y se ponen como si fueran devotos, pero en realidad no lo son.
You were victimized by not a devotee of Krishna, not even a devotee of Kali.
Usted ha sido victimizada no por un devoto de Krishna, sino por un devoto de Kali.
Yeah. He wasn't a devotee of Krishna. A devotee of Krishna would never do that. He's not a devotee of Krishna.
Krishna nunca haría esto.
He's a devotee of his own senses, that's all.
Un devoto está, usa bien sus sentidos.
That man was a devotee of his genitals, that's all.
What should
ya
be?
Que posteriormente, me, por ejemplo, él me está pidiendo con esto, está buscando automáticamente el supuesto divorcio y en las cuales, y todavía con una devota de acá, de movimiento, y en las cuales yo digo, ¿cuál será mi posición? Que mañana más tarde lo vea entrando al templo y con esa persona que delante de mis hijos.
What is what should be her position? What is your advice? How she's supposed to manage that this devotee left her and he married again with another devotee from here, and then her children will see this man with another woman and all that.
I think he should be put in prison. I think he should be put in prison myself.
Yo lo pondría en prisión.
I think such a person should be put in prison. I really do. The government should put such people in prison.
El gobierno debería poner a esta gente en prisión.
The government is not Krishna conscious. If we had Krishna conscious government, such a person would be very strongly punished by the government.
El gobierno no es consciente de Krishna, pero si fuera consciente de Krishna, lo castigaría muy severamente.
But these government men are themselves prostitute hunters.
Pero ese gobierno mismo está promoviendo esta prostitución.
So how they will take strong action? They will not do that.
Entonces, ¿cómo no hay posibilidad de que tomen una acción fuerte?
Such a person should be put in prison.
Esta persona debería ser puesta en prisión.
It's the most sinful thing that he has done.
Es la cosa más pecaminosa que se puede hacer.
The vow of marriage is most sacred vow. And the vow of marriage is the most sacred vow.
El voto del matrimonio es lo más sagrado.
If someone violates that vow, they should be put in prison.
Si alguien viola este voto, tiene que ser puesto en prisión.
Hare Krishna. May Krishna help you. I pray to Krishna that he'll help you.
Le pido a Krishna que le ayude.
Oh, back here, okay.
Person who is in this movement only if because he wants a good position, or even if he wants to marry with a person which is following principles.
Send him out on book distribution.
Mandela al de Willy.
Let him become purified by distributing books.
Y así se va a purificar por distribuir libros.
Okay, actually, we kind of want to wrap it up here pretty soon. We've been going now for an hour and a half, so we want to kind of end it pretty soon here. I'll take one last question.
Una última pregunta.
En español, decirle a Gurudev, en todos los matrimonios de todos los devotos históricos del Uruguay iniciados, el promedio de divorcios es cerca del 70%. ¿Qué les puedo decir a ellos tratando de convencerlos que sean fieles seguidores de la cultura védica?
In Uruguay, the 70% of the married devotees get divorced. So what
is it? 70
70
0 Yeah, exactly. 70 0 The present day, the historical rate of Gunagrahi Goswami is an incredible surprise. I think we have to make a very strong. I think ISKCON has to get much stronger about divorce.
Creo que ISKCON tiene que ser mucho más duro con respecto a esto.
Anybody who divorces their wife, they have no more position of leadership in our society.
Cualquiera que divorcie a su mujer no debe tener una posición en el movimiento.
They can't lead kirtans.
No puede liderar.
They can't give classes.
No puede dar clases.
They can't offer arti.
No puede ofrecer arti.
She's very strict.
Muy estricta.
Any man who divorces his wife should, and any woman who wants to divorce her husband, they shouldn't have no leadership role at all in our society. That would be very strong.
Hombre o mujer que quiera divorciarse no debe tener una posición de liderazgo en el movimiento.
Well, my worry is there anybody left to be the leaders then?
Entonces, si no, ¿qué clase de personas van a ser los líderes?
Will there anybody be left to be the leaders? That's my worry.
Si no, cualquier vamos a dejar que cualquiera sea el líder.
At least I'll still be there. Vishnu Priya Maharaji and I will never divorce.
Aquí nosotros nunca nos hemos divorciado.
We will never divorce.
y tampoco nos vamos a divorciar.
Do we always agree with each other?
Siempre vamos a estar de acuerdo uno con el otro.
No. But we stick together through thick and thin.
Pero nos quedamos juntos siempre.
This is our duty to Prabhupada.
Ese es nuestro deber por Prabhupada.
My parents, they were not devotees, they were meat-eating Christians.
Mis padres no eran devotos, comían carne, eran
cristianos. But there was no question of divorce for them.
Pero no había, posibilidad.
I never even heard them yell at each other. I never even heard them yell at each other.
Ni siquiera los escuché alguna vez, gritando.
And my room was right next to their room.
Y mi cuarto estaba al costado del de ellos.
They never yelled at each other my whole life.
Nunca se gritaron entre ellos en toda mi vida.
They were so cooperating with each other.
Eran tan cooperativos uno con el otro.
So if I cannot maintain my married life,
si yo no puedo mantener mi vida de casado,
that means Christianity is better than Krishna consciousness.
Significa que ser cristiano es mejor que ser consciente de Krishna.
You understand? So if you think that Krishna consciousness is better, best religion in the world, you must show it by your example.
Y si usted piensa que conciencia de Krishna es la mejor religión, tiene que mostrarlo con su ejemplo.
Devotees who have divorced, they are killing ISKCON.
Las personas que se divorcian están matando a ISKCON.
They are kicking Prabhupada in the face.
Están bateando a Prabhupada en el rostro.
So we'll stop here.
Vamos a parar aquí.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.